But usually when I cook food, I make enough where it's like, okay, I make my portion for tomorrow's lunch, and that's the last time I'm eating it. Nobody else is going to touch it after that. It's going in the garbage.
So you ain't never had, like, spaghetti for, like, 3 days straight?
Have I? Yes. Do I like it? No.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, spaghetti, sandwiches.
For breakfast is crazy.
Bruh.
Like, the longest I've had leftovers was, like, Thanksgiving. And I'm not even lying. 3 days, I was like, damn, I'm stretching it.
No. Thanksgiving leftovers get carried away.
They do.
They get carried away.
Yeah, as long, yeah.
You eating that shit for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 days.
Shit, more.
Breakfast? Hell yeah, I'm waking up making me a plate.
Wake up to the candy yams. Yeah. Let me get some candy yams.
Me for breakfast, I got to have, like, breakfast food. It don't matter.
For real? That's carrying how I 12 am, eggs for breakfast, bro.
If I wake up like at 1 or 2, I need to eat eggs or oatmeal or hash brown or a pancake.
That's what I'm saying. I need my eggs, sausages, paws, you feel me?
How many?
How many what?
Yeah.
Eggs?
No. Sausages.
Come on.
Talk to us, bro.
No. Nah, bro. But
what's the normal portion?
2.
Ah, y'all crazy.
Shit, I gotta have some breakfast food.
You don't be feeling right.
Yeah, it's just.
How long y'all be eating y'all leftovers?
To the motherfuckers, I mean, damn near gone.
I meal prep, so shit, like 5 days.
I can't do that. Yeah. That's why I don't meal prep. That's too. Yeah. That's depressing. Then I'm gonna sit in there like, fuck, I gotta eat this again. Like, I'm gonna feel like I'm in jail or something. Like, damn.
Damn. I mean, you picked the food.
Like, I just don't be wanting it after the whole day of having that.
I know, like, when you meal prepping at a certain point, like, shit does to us. It just tastes like food. It don't even be tasting good.
Yeah,
like,
cardboard.
You'll make that chicken and be like, I got chicken and rice and some broccoli. And that shit just start tasting like, bro, whatever.
Nah, but you see, that's the thing. I be meal prepping steak and shit.
Like, eating good.
Yeah, bro.
Prime rib.
So, nah. You can't get that expensive steak. You gotta get, like, what is it called?
Sirloin?
Yeah, that and, what's the other one?
What type of, what part of the cow was that?
New York?
Part of the cow was that?
I don't know, nigga, the side. Is that
shoulder?
Yeah, something like that.
Shoulders and sides.
Tri-tip.
Oh, tri-tip.
Yeah, you know, you can't, meal prepping that expensive ass steak is crazy, bro. Niggas ain't balling like
cow
that.
Shoulder. Niggas eating cow shoulder. Okay.
You know what's gross?
What's that?
Lamb chops.
Yeah, lambs.
They're not gross. It's just, sometimes it's like, bro, that ain't much.
I don't know what kind of taste that is, but I seen the meme was like, lamb chops taste like missing people, and I can't, like, get that out of my head now. It just makes so much sense.
No, that's crazy.
It does.
Probably depend on how it's cooked, though.
I know,
that's
facts. It
tastes like a missing person.
That's crazy.
We back with another rendition of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. You know, we got K-Dub in the building.
Yeah, I'm here.
We got E in the building.
Yo.
We got Lataja in the building.
Hello.
And I'm Ant. I'm in the building. We back with another one. Feels like a big old empty space right there.
I was looking, bro. What is missing?
What usually is right there?
I just moved that back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
The spacing look good, though. I'm like,
something look a little off. I ain't going to lie.
I hear y'all. How was y'all weekends?
Smooth. I mean, Saturday, I just try to clean up a little bit. And, you know, Sunday, we was at the B-Day party.
Birthday party.
It's lit.
How about Mirror, she won.
Yeah. You know. Young Mirror, she won. Happy birthday to my baby.
So cute.
Thank you. How was your weekend, E?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Nah, it was cool.
You got the dad brain.
Man, let me tell you. Nah, it was cool. It was cool. Finally got all the way out of my old spot.
Oh, got every good.
Man, that should be a hassle. All the little nicks and knacks you got to get out of there.
I know that. That'd be the titty. That'd be the rough part, too.
Yeah. It'd be the titties. Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you, bro. But, yeah, nah, you never notice how much bullshit you got.
And then, cleaning up, too.
Bruh.
That part, yeah.
Fuck that deposit.
No, dead ass. Keep it. Keep it.
Nah, you want your
depend on how much it is.
Nah, I mean you always want your bread back.
They don't end up giving it back anyway.
Yeah, they gonna rob you.
Take something out. Yeah,
they gonna rob you. You gonna clean up that whole motherfucker? It ain't clean. I did. We charge a cleaning fee still.
I paid for somebody to come clean off a cleaning app, and they still charged us. Yeah,
they always do that. That's Mando.
I'm like, damn, fuck y'all.
Damn, bro. I wonder. I hope I get my shit back. I need that.
Yeah. It's probably easier for you because you got hardware floor too. So you might.
And he ain't got no damn kids.
Yeah.
Running around, getting this motherfucking messy.
Apartments don't give a fuck about no shit like that. They come in for your shit.
They taxing you for all these little,
all the marks on the wall.
Yeah, nah, those gonna come off though.
We have to rebuild the walls.
you mounting your TV and all that shit.
How much they be charging, like, shit like that though, like, bro, y'all can't tax me hella.
Well, you fill the holes in with the pay shit.
Right, and I will. But
you're gonna do that for real?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cheap. It's like a little $5 shit. This.
Oh no, I already tested it out. You feel me?
Okay.
Because when I put these motherfuckers, they fell off and they peeled the wall.
Hey, how you feel when you put that TV up?
Shit.
Nigga, yeah. I did that shit at the house the other day. Did? I'm like, nigga.
Yeah. That's why I had to record that shit. Like, hold on. Y'all see this shit? Nigga, I did that, bro.
How was your weekend, Latasha? I see you was outside.
I was unintentionally outside. I didn't have no kid this weekend, so I just went out to get some drinks and food, and then I ended up outside.
There you go. You had fun time?
I did. It was good.
You had fun time?
Fun time. Fun time.
That's Jesse Banks?
Nah, nigga, that's just me.
I'm so mad. I didn't know there was a comedy show this weekend, and I was not doing anything on Saturday, but I was outside. But I seen that there was a comedy show, and I'm mad because I wanted to go.
It was taxing, and it was in Oakland.
Yeah. Oh.
Get your car, bitch.
Reviews wasn't that good.
Really?
Yeah, I done heard about it.
Eddie Griffin going to be out here on Saturday.
Really? No. Why you Eddie Griffin funny?
I know that's what y'all ain't read. Y'all. Everybody ain't say nothing. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't fucking with Eddie Griffin.
Nah, Eddie Griffin raw, bro.
Oh, yeah, he'll be at Hard Rock Cafe. I don't know. That's where that's at.
It's like that's a little bit out. It's a little bit.
I don't know where that's at.
That's a little bit out because I think that's where like Victoria Monet performed at when she.
Okay. They were saying at the comedy show in Oakland that it was stupid cloudy in here. He said they kept it lit in there.
They was doing that at the Keisha Cole concert.
Like somebody ended up passing out and shit.
Damn.
They had to get the little EpiPen, poke them.
That's crazy.
Get them right.
The fuck?
Yeah, I've stopped the show for a little bit and shit. Damn. But they said it was just kind of mediocre. Hmm. Like they wasn't.
For real, because shit. He was Mike Epps, D-Ray Davis.
Mike Epps was the host. And then they had DC. They had.
Oh, okay.
Chico and Carlos was pretty good. They said they was up to par, but everybody else is kind of like. Mm.
So
DC was funny when I seen him.
I really just wanted to go to see him.
They said reviews that I got. They said he was up there.
Didn't want to go see him be funny.
I just wanted to see him.
I just came to see you. Like, you ain't got to tell me no jokes.
Because I mean, last time DC was in Oakland, some shit happened, right? He ended up knocking somebody out or something.
I don't know. They said he was up there venting a little bit.
Oh, man, yeah, you got to let DC get that off.
Yeah.
He could vent to me.
But when Dave Chappelle do it?
I mean, it depends on what type of venting you're doing.
Yeah.
But Dave Chappelle is Dave Chappelle. It's a certain type of comedy he gives you.
Well, I mean, but even when I seen DC on Fly, and it was in Rancho, what was that, Tommy T's or whatever?
Minute ago. He ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, exactly. It's real small.
Yeah, that's where I seen Jess Hilarious at Tommy T's.
Oh, yeah, so real? Like when he was there, I mean, he had a like story to tell then too. He wasn't just telling jokes back then. He was hella funny though. So I mean, I feel like that's kind of on brand.
Yeah, but you would think now, nigga, this shit.
Especially,
his story even crazier now.
I mean, I just heard that from a couple people. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just their opinion. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, shit, cheese went.
Yeah.
Yep. Spent a pretty penny.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, he posted this shit, didn't he?
How much was it?
Yeah. Didn't he send us the tickets after he bought them?
How much was it? I heard that was like one something.
Nah, they wasn't one nothing.
Yeah, nah.
Because I was planning on going too. They was up
there. It was more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. nigga, what the fuck?
I want to say he paid like five for two.
Oh, nigga, what?
Are you serious? Oh, damn.
Yeah. You got to think, though, it's a lot of
fee on that motherfucker, too. Parking fee, convenience fee, and then the leaving fee.
Then who it is. You got Mike Epps. You got, DC on Fly Chico being Carlos Miller. What they call it? 85 South Show.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Separately. They moving a lot of tickets.
D-Ray Davis was there?
Yeah, well, that's what his name said. She said he was there.
Damn, I ain't hear no reviews on him. Bro, hella funny to me.
He is. You feel me? He being like Big Show still.
I wish people would come to SAC and not Oakland. Like, I wish they could have their own show and then we could have our own shit. Because I hate going to stuff that's close and I want to go, but they always do it either in L.A. or Oakland. It's no drive in between. Like,
I ain't trying to go to Oakland.
I just don't like going out there. But even though I did have a good experience at the Keisha Cole concert, it was nice. But I just hate going out there.
Yeah, they probably just going off like the data that they get from their, you know, whatever music, podcasts.
Yeah.
And it might just be easier because, I mean, if you go into Oakland, then you go into Frisco right up the street. You know what I'm saying?
That don't make sense to me. So if I hate when they do one in Oakland and one in Frisco.
Yeah.
It should be one in Oakland and one in Sacramento. Right, exactly. That's too close. Oh,
if you're going to do Frisco,
do SAC. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the problem is probably the out of, I don't know.
Because they'll drive down here, though. Like, they'll drive to SAC.
I know, but they, you know.
But anyway, it's a lot going on in the world. It's a lot of music things. A
lot of music, a lot of beefs, a lot of fights.
But I need to test y'all musical knowledge before we get started. So Eli.
Man, press play.
Who did Kendrick Lamar fuck before he went to tell his bros and Usher Raymond Let It Burn came on?
Come on, man.
Sheree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need glasses. I can't see.
You're trying to get the answer.
I ain't got the answer on here.
Hold on. That was the first question to Eli?
It's to Eli.
Right, that was
I ain't saying they.
Hey, I almost forgot.
I ain't saying they hard. It's for Latasha.
Oh, Lord.
What made Keisha Cole realize she was missing love?
Well, you see that?
That she was missing love?
Yeah. Sing the song.
No.
She didn't think she was fine enough.
Never knew what I was missing.
Oh, but I knew once we started kissing.
There you go. See? Gotta check the musical knowledge.
Nah, she got that wrong, bro. Next, bro.
All right. Kiri, if 50 Cent can't get money with you, then what?
Then fuck you.
Okay. Last one for the group. What was Hustler doing? He was at a party. Somebody got shot. What was he doing when they got shot?
Cutting it up.
There you go. Let's turn it up. I had to check y'all music.
Get out. That was good. I like that. It's that emergency out here. We just feeling ourselves. I don't know what they talking about. You feel me? I'm good, man. Me and my niggas, we good, man. Ask about Burner. Every time I've been a block, bitches ask me, please, can I ride on 24? But bitch, I need cheese. I'm so dope. Riding through the rich town, dropping my coat. Finish next to hoe up, San Pablo. Then I set the bitch down, he won't
fall. You was in the party, digging, setting it up. Motherfuck you, damn shit here, bitch. Boy,
shut the fuck up. I had to talk loud cause the baby's something. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I bounce out of rock face, pimp at the store. Throw up my turkey so everybody know. Hustle, project flow. Dipping in a long ass hole. Listen, if you really wanna know how y'all go. 46 in the clip, one in a hole. Ask me where I'm sitting though. Where you been? Front of your baby mom out with the Mac 90 in the room. They asked me what happened. When they got shot, I was dancing. I was getting cutting it up. The thought went Yankees and they busted up. Niggas went back, all fucked it up. But I'm still in the front doing Yankees.
Hey, classic. Niggas was listening to that.
Faithfully. Bruh. I need to put that on. You know how they doing that little shit on Instagram, like
on your iPod? Yeah.
I don't even have an iPod.
That's crazy. I was just gonna ask y'all what song was on your MySpace page.
I never made a MySpace.
Bro, I had a gangbanging song.
You had fought that motherfucker. Yeah, oh God, I did.
Four factors. You know
me? Hey, the boys is beefing too. They beefing right now too heavy. Oh my God. Ooh. Damn.
Oh, some sack shit?
Yeah. Man.
That shit always going on.
It's funny, man. It's funny out here. I got a bonus one for y'all. What was when Jay Stalin tried to pop at the girl and he wasn't successful? What did he do? Or what was he planning on doing?
Trying to get a moral.
There you go, E. There you go, E.
Maybe it was
a bad question. I think if I asked the question better, I think y'all would have known. But yeah, man. Hey, man. We ain't here, though, man. We ain't here. A little icebreaker.
That was good, bro.
A little
questionnaire.
Rational ignorance. A version of...
Bro, my
Jeopardy.
Don't turn my headphones up no louder, bruh. My ear.
Yeah, I'm my bad. No, we good. All right, what's going on? Where y'all want to get started at, man? Y'all want to start with J. Cole apologizing? He's scared of the beef. Y'all want to start with JT and Young Miami beefing? You want to start with?
We can start with the boys.
Oh.
The boys.
All right. J. Cole. Was y'all disappointed? Well, first of all, let's address the album.
We didn't talk about the album.
So, album came out on Thursday, a little bit early on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. He dropped his a mixtape. I Might Delete Later. He called it an EP actually. And the last song on there was how y'all feel about the mixtape in general?
I like it.
Start with that.
Yeah, me too. I like it. But you feel me? When I send the track list, I knew like that was the song he was going, because I seen a 7-minute drill. I'm like, okay, that he gonna probably address some shit on that. So I went straight to it.
Did you listen to his album?
No.
Do you like J. Cole? No. Okay.
She don't like J. Cole.
I don't dislike him.
What was the standout tracks for y'all?
Standout?
Yeah.
One I can't get out of my head right now is Fever.
Fever?
Yeah, that's my shit right now.
I don't remember.
But I like the one with him. It's more of a little melody song.
Oh.
I like the one with him and Cameron on there. I like Trade of Truth. I like the whole project, really. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I give it a good 8 out of 10. 8.5. He kicking a lot of bars. You know what I'm saying? And just basic like hip hop head shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was definitely rapping his ass off on there. I agree with that.
Could rap.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I fuck with the song with Cameron. Like, I don't really know the songs, like, names and
it's
shit.
Like 24, I think it's like Ready 24 or something.
I was just, the whole project, I ain't really, hear no songs that I was like, this ain't it. But, you know, it's cold. Like, he gonna do his thing.
He gonna deliver, bro.
Yeah.
Cold.
But the diss, though, I ain't gonna lie. To me, that was probably the least, like, dope song on there. But he was cool. Like, it ain't like he was trash.
Right.
He
was cool. Nah, for sure.
Now, was that song, the whole song was the diss?
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty much, yeah. See, I liked Crocodile Tears. Like, he was rapping, he was going hard on there.
That's the one with Ari Lennox?
That's the second song.
Oh, okay. That song was dope to me.
Oh, motherfucker, Young Dro?
Yeah, that
you
shit.
You could try, but the shit get pricey.
Yeah, that shit.
Stop
was,
playing,
yeah,
bro.
It was Young Dro and Gucci, one. Right? Yeah, that's the first song on there. Yeah, that.
Spin it again.
Yeah, that shit was clean. I like that.
I like Pie. But do Daylight and Abso sound like hella light to y'all? Or was I tripping? I couldn't tell the difference.
You know?
Abso sound like Abso, but I don't know.
They both, like, I don't know. It sounded like Abso the whole verse to me, but Daylight on there.
Yeah, and he went crazy.
Which one is it?
I mean, if I hear the song, I know who Daylight, because I know him more than I know Absol. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, see, maybe I'm just not familiar enough with Daylight's voice.
Absol played the background for so long, bro. It's hard to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm more, because I'm Daylight. He a battle rapper, so I'm more familiar with him.
Well, let's get to the diss.
Yeah.
So, the diss, how'd y'all feel about the diss? Did you hear the diss?
No.
No?
The song in general is cool. What he's saying, I could get why a nigga apologized for it.
Because it's
was he being disrespectful?
No, it was just lies.
Because it's like
it's not true shit.
It's like it seemed forced.
Yeah,
yeah.
Facts. It seemed forced because like the song was cool. The song was cool, but it's just like you calling out Kendrick's albums and what was hot about them and shit. And it's just like nah, nigga. Like this nigga, this
like nigga's he was wrong. Being like a hater.
In a way, which explains the apology.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like I can't really hate on your shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to throw a diss. It's like, bro, why am I dissing you? First of all, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't really too many flaws in your game.
Why was a lot of people mad about his apology?
So this,
they won't be.
Everybody want to see. They want to see. Yeah, they want to see everybody. The best rappers go at each other.
And this, to me,
it's
this
gonna happen though.
This how I always felt like. With that whole, even with the Kendrick and like Kendrick and with Kendrick and Cole, right? They don't really with their dishes. They're not really talking to each other. If you know what I mean. Yeah. But the way fans were like, "Yo, somebody got to respond."
Yeah,
I feel like that, which is surprising. I feel like that got to Cole, and he like, okay, since I'm dropping, and right now, if you're gonna drop something, everybody waiting on that, you know. Mm-hmm. It looked like Drake, he reacting to that. Because he told somebody not to drop a song with him because,
you
heard about that?
Yeah, yeah.
BFB Pac-Man.
Which makes sense, though.
Nah, that's kind of wild to me, though.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you're going to look at it like Drake dodging. Because whatever Drake dropped, we're going to hear. Right? Especially at this moment, because you're expecting him to say something back to Kendrick, right?
And that's also the problem with rap fans.
Yeah.
Like, well, he can't just drop a feature with somebody else, just a regular song. Now he got to sit back, like, nah, whatever I drop, I got to respond.
It's marketing.
Well, I hope he took the whole. I hope he took the whole song off and just tucked that shit.
Who?
Pac-Man, bro.
Yeah, I think he ended up not putting. Yeah, he ended up not.
Hope he didn't just take his verse off. Just tuck the song until Drake say you can drop it.
Nah, that's yeah.
It's
exactly,
gonna do
exactly.
good on its own.
But whose song is it?
Pac-Man.
BFP of Pac-Man.
But Drake didn't clear it.
What song, bro?
And his album was coming out, but Drake didn't clear it.
Because
he was, I guess.
That would annoy me.
Right, that's kind of
crazy. I'm working with somebody and it's like, okay, I put you on the song and now you just. I could see if it was like maybe a song you don't feel more, like you don't feel confident about the work you put out, but just holding a song.
Because of what's going on?
Yeah, but it is understandable though.
Like, yeah, I get it. But damn, I'm like, this shit really begin to these niggas that much? Like, this shit.
Because, like y'all said, everybody expecting the next song Drake to drop to be something.
So would it be, like, are people expecting that song with him to be, like, a response? Or would people be,
They shouldn't be.
So, with the internet, they're going to be like, he dodging them. We don't want to hear this shit. Right. We want to hear, if you're not getting that Kendrick, we don't want to hear shit from you.
Oh, okay.
You know, same shit. Drake, you got 24 hours to respond. Right. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 4 weeks. You know, people on the internet just antagonize people.
I waited 4 days, nigga, when y'all
left. Yeah, but yeah, and people brought that up. Like, Drake kind of, he's the one that made that a thing.
Made that a standard.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And he forced, like, Meek saying in that beef. Like
I don't want to hear shit about Meek.
Man. Like, bro, you gotta drop that song. But yeah, this is what I was going to say. I feel like.
Internet beefing with his buddy.
I feel like Cole, he didn't really have much to say about Kendrick. So he just used. Like what people be saying on Twitter, what fans who don't like Cole would say. Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie though, he was kind of right about the one verse every, what'd he say, 30 months?
Yeah.
That was kind of.
Four albums in 12 years, nigga. I could divide. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, whole
bunch. Yeah, whole bunch.
But it's like, Cole, you not that far. you didn't do the same.
That's the thing. He's been more active though.
That's true.
He's talking shit right
now. Yeah, so, but other than like the. I think the only thing that was kind of like, but that ain't true, was putting niggas to sleep shit he said.
Yeah, when he's the one that's been accused of that. Yeah, that's what's crazy about it.
But that's just what happened when you're forced niggas to, like, beef and it ain't there, bro. Like, so that's what I wasn't surprised, Cole. Even people saying, like, oh, I look at Cole different. Like, bro, what the fuck? Because he apologized.
Yeah, I didn't think there was nothing wrong with that.
Like, and, like, looking at Cole, like, he just seemed like he that kind of guy to apologize about some shit like that. That don't feel right.
Nah, but I could see if it's someone else he's rapping against. Like, of course, we hold these people to a standard. Like, okay, these are the best or in our generation, these are the best three big artists. So we want to see, all right, y'all duke it out. You know what I'm saying? Let's see who really the best. Go bar for bar. But it's like, if you ain't got no shit to bash somebody on, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no beef. Like, we could go bar for bar, but it's like, we ain't got no beef, bro. Like,
but that's the, maybe that's just with Kendrick. Maybe there's not much you could really
and
go at him.
But ain't no drama there either. So if I fuck with you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why I want to tear you down for it? Like,
And that's why I keep hating how, like, motherfuckers using other examples.
Like Nas and Jay-Z.
Yeah, like, or that's like different. Jada Kiss and Beanie Sigel in them. Oh, or that's, like, that's bro, that's different. Real beef. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bro, they was really beefing for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even Pusha and Drake.
Right.
That shit got too personal.
Like, on some shit, if I see you out in public, I want to, it's going to be an altercation. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't keep expecting that from, you know, Kendrick and Cole. You know what I mean? And that's why even, like, you see, Cole ain't... Drake, I mean, K-Dot ain't really say much to Cole.
Right.
They just talking about who, I'm better than you. All they keep saying is I'm better than you. Yeah. That's all they could keep saying because, like, what else you going to say? You know what I mean? But rap just funny, bro. I mean, rap fans. You know what I mean?
I think, bro, rap fans and niggas on the internet, bro, I hate the internet, bro.
I know. I that shit is really getting to niggas. Bro. But I do apologizing this kind of, like, I don't mind Cole dissing. Like, I feel like, send something back.
Yeah.
They're apologizing.
Not even send something back, nigga, spark it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's tension in the air, you know what I'm saying, and you feel a certain way.
But
on you on what you say, of course.
I don't think that tension wasn't real, bro. I don't, like, it's not, you know what I mean? I don't think.
That's probably why he did apologize. Like you said, like, I wasn't really saying nothing hella.
Right.
Accurate. Yeah, it was just like,
so that made me feel stupid, so now you gotta take accountability.
Nah, but it's accurate. Some people think that though.
What?
But obviously he don't think that.
Right,
and that's why it didn't sit right with him.
And I just think Cole, like, he don't want that in the culture too though. He don't want that, especially with probably K-Dot mainly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's what he come down to. Like, bro, I don't want it to feel weird, like, between our camps, and because that's one thing you start saying.
But then you look at it. So Absol is from TDE. He's on J. Cole's album. He's on that album.
Yeah.
Schoolboy Q was at Dreamville Fest.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? They probably like, nigga, it ain't no tension. Like, this is music.
Yeah, I know. And that's how people need to start looking. Like, bro, they just rapping. That's why sometimes, like, you could look at it and feel like, nah, Cole don't got to apologize.
Yeah,
that's all he ain't crossed the line on anything. It's just, bro, we battling, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, just be getting too personal.
But that ain't gonna happen in this one, though. Right. That's the thing. Like, it might in Drake and Kendrick, though.
That's what I'm interested to see. Happens. What Drake gonna say.
That's what I'm saying. There's not much you can really say.
You know, because I'm like, how personal can he get? Can you get? Because that's the
Drake
thing.
He's not going to respond. He's not going to say nothing outside of a song.
Nah, no, but.
He's saying a lot outside of a song, though.
But he's like a troll, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's just going to troll. He's not going to, like, address anything.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. You can't troll. Like, because he tried that shit with Pusha, but, like, Pusha just had more ammo, bro. Like. And that's the thing. Drake is too out there. Kendrick not. You feel me? So it's like, damn, what can we say about, you know?
And, I mean, unless he find out some secrets about Kendrick's relationship or something.
And I mean, that's where things begin personal. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, this shit is, his gloves off. It's real, you know.
Yeah, but that's what the people want to see.
That's crazy, though. I don't know if I want, like, I don't know, man. I like what Cole did. You know, I mean, I'm talking about the rap.
Yeah, like, just respond.
I mean, I understand, but I'm like,
why can't niggas apologize, bro? Not to say, like, on that type of manner or whatever, but it's just like,
not like let's say if Pusha apologized to Drake, I'd understand. Because it's like, nigga, that was crazy.
That was a lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But I'm like, Cole, bro, you said this nigga album puts you to sleep. A lot of niggas feel that way. You know,
apologizing
what I mean?
For exposing an idiotic son.
All that, bro.
That was what?
Huh?
Oh, what?
I mean, that nigga saying his mom, what he's saying, how she'll win and she keep coming in the last place.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Like, bro,
and he said, he was talking about 42. You know, he got he's sick.
He say tick tick tick. Bro, he was going
been, talking about his dad in the Steve Harvey suits.
People said, "Or that ain't that crazy."
That's just the fact.
That nigga sharp.
Nah, this shot to his mom was crazy though.
Bro, you know I heard Meek Mill tell Cassidy, "That car crash, you should have died, and I'm mad that you survived it."
Damn. Bro.
Yeah, nah, niggas be getting disrespectful in bars. Like,
bro. See, that's disrespectful, no me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We gonna talk about that next, though, man. Who else?
Was Meek beefing with somebody on Twitter?
Wale.
Yeah, Wale.
Everybody? A Burma,
man. Who was he beefing with this week?
He might be back on the perks, bro. Something, I don't know what the fuck wrong.
Nah, I think he might be something, too, though. But I mean, Wale shit, that shit, after seeing it, I'm like, nah, I understand it.
Wait, so somebody picked up Wale over the balcony?
Oh, that's a... there was a rumor going around that Diddy had Wale hanging over the balcony.
I don't believe that, though.
But did Meek say that recently?
Same person. Is from Shy Glizzy.
Aunt Glizzy said it.
Yeah, so same person that's saying that happened is also still having Wale's back in this Meek Mill.
Oh, where'd you see that?
Back and forth. On Twitter.
Yeah, because somebody had brought it up in one of them tweets.
I only seen a video of him talking to Ak. I ain't seen him tweet.
Nah, he definitely said something.
He replied to Meek.
Yeah, yeah, he said something crazy. He said something crazy like...
He was like, coming from the person... Diddy. Nah, he didn't say nothing about Diddy. He was like, coming from the person, speaking of Meek Mill, coming from the person that when I first got into the studio with you was trying to act all hard... And you didn't even know the difference from a Smith & Wesson and a fucking Glock. You was just trying to, you know, gun talk, basically.
I don't know if he's maybe, I don't.
Yeah, but I didn't believe his Wale story, though. Like, yeah. That Diddy had Wale over the balcony.
I don't believe it, probably
wasn't Diddy. Yeah, it was probably his bodyguard.
Yeah, nigga, one of his people.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Maybe.
That could have happened.
But Bird be telling a lot of stories, bro. He be seeming like he on drugs, too.
Yeah, but...
The niggas be on drugs.
Yeah, but back to this, so...
Hey, you can hear my microphone? I mean, my headphone, bro.
It's too loud?
Bro, this motherfucker. Boy, probably that one. Yeah, that's me, bro.
Nah, that's probably because I turned it up when I was probably shooting something.
Turn it up!
Nah, but so Wale, you know, of course, they was in the label together, MMG.
And they've had friction. They've had...
Wale and Meek?
Yeah. Because when the whole Drake shit was going on, like, Wale went to the Breakfast Club and he was basically like, you know, he was kind of on, I wouldn't say on Drake's side, but he was like, yeah, Drake, you know.
He just didn't take a side. He wasn't wrong for that. And then Meek responded, like Meek responds on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they've had other friction and shit.
So in this situation, because Meek been going, MMG. He been going at it with like somebody he grew up with, like he was part of, he was on a label, Dream Chasers and everything. Meek been going back and forth with him. So dude just did an interview with DJ Academics because you know they all don't fuck with Meek. So Wale just posted a picture with dude. Dang.
Wale didn't post
it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Wale didn't post it.
Dean posted it. But Wale was just in the club just kicking it with bro.
In Philly.
Who's Dean?
So he was, the friend? I guess he grew up with Meek. Okay. And he was Dream Chasers, but they don't fuck with each other now.
Okay. So he's just hanging out with everybody that don't fuck with Meek.
Yeah, he on that, because that's what I'm saying. Academics had him, he was like, yeah, since you know, basically if you don't fuck with Meek, I'm giving you an interview. This was one of the niggas.
Wale said that?
Nah. Academics said that. So he gave dude Dean an interview.
Yeah.
And that's who posted the picture with Wale.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's how, because, you know, at first, when I seen this shit, I'm like, bro, what the fuck, what Wale do? Then I went on bruh page, I'm like, oh, I see what it is.
Yeah. Academics is, like, messy.
Nah, but I mean, he just be on that. Like, if he don't fuck with you, he going.
Exploit it.
He going to go.
I never watched, like, nothing about
me
his.
Me either.
Yeah, he is, like, bro, he. He will like, yeah.
Nah, but see, okay, but see, I don't.
That's him, bro. That nigga
yeah,
on
he
that
is
laptop,
like
bro.
That. He is like that. But always, like I always say, I gotta be fair to Ak, right? He don't like he do be telling like the truth on shit though.
Like, he tell the truth, and he's just talking about what's going on in hip-hop culture.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's your lane, he like his own, like how y'all said. Yeah. I don't know which one, Carrie or Ant, when y'all said it. He like, he's his own shade room, just one person.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah, like, so.
Yeah, he's just, if he don't like you, yeah. Know what I mean?
Now he's fuck go, you. He go, like, yeah, I'm going to antagonize like, you.
So, yeah. So he's doing that with Meek, right? And then now Dean's doing that, the dude, Meek's friend. He doing that with Meek. He knew what he was doing when he posted a picture with Wale. He knew that shit was going to get a rise out of Meek.
Yeah, and it worked.
It works, and it works every time.
And Meek just falls for it every
single time.
So that's what I do. I'm like, bro, you got a problem? Because I seen somebody was like, nigga, you need a like. You ever think about getting a publicist?
Yeah, she was like, you don't gotta use me, but I want you to use a publicist.
He was like, I'm my own. Like, nigga, you were bad at, like, you were terrible at this, bro.
Meek, also, holla at me, bro. Okay. Public relations major, bro.
Any a fan.
Let's get it, bro.
He got you.
Yeah.
Where they find you at?
Bro, he goes to work. Hit me, bro. Hit my line, bro.
Hit him. No Diddy.
No Diddy, yeah. No Diddy.
Nah, for real, bro, because you be on there, like, for example, because he just went off. He just went off on his engineer, bro.
I wouldn't say he went off, though. It was just more internet shit, bro. Like, bro, how many times
we gotta tell you this, old bro?
Like, stay off the internet, bro.
I know, like, because that's the thing. Then he gonna be on there complaining about niggas on the internet, bro. You
the then he posted a clip from somebody saying, "Oh, the internet. Oh, we run. Oh, I know, and all them people that run to the internet, bro. You run to the internet, bro. What are we doing?"
Yeah, hey, I seen that too. I'm like, nigga, he talking to you, nigga. Like, bro. So. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, I understand, like, bro was like, man, I had a chance to go work on Jay-Z and Beyonce album. What was the album?
What, the Carters?
Yeah. He was like, but basically saying, like, instead of going to work on that album, I came to work on Meek album, and I felt like, kind of like, damn.
The engineer said that.
Yeah. Damn. But I think he was just in an interview, like, and he still worked with Meek, like, right now, though. So Meek going on. Meek,
shut your ass up, nigga. If you had a chance to go just take another opportunity, knowing that your regular 9-to-5 job is still going to be there when you get back, bro, you're going to take it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I mean, it's like one of them things. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but like it's one of them things. Like, bro, why are you telling people, oh, take that opportunity to go work with them instead of taking the opportunity to build your own shit with me? Like, I understand that perspective.
Yeah, nah.
Because he built something with Meek in a triple, like Meek said, a triple platinum album.
Yeah, because he was an intern.
A big album, feel me?
He was an intern. I understand, but, like, I don't even think. That's the thing. I think right now Meek's on edge.
Don't undersell the intern shit, though. Like, because, I mean, you could be an intern, but niggas, you can't put this album out without an engineer.
Facts.
Nah, that's facts.
So,
but, I mean.
Paying me or not, intern or not, nigga, you needed me.
Guru played a big part in the album, too, though. Like. I mean, not to downplay what Cruz did, but.
And it's like, bro, Cruz not problem. Like,
he ain't problematic.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So, but I mean, he did say, I don't think, that wasn't as crazy because he was like, I love Cruz, but that ain't, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it from ill place, but Meek just don't know how to talk. He just.
Yeah, but that's what I think right now, bro.
He don't know how to type.
He's so, like, on edge about anything that he just going on.
I mean, people keep, I don't know. He just.
He got to log off.
He needs to get off the internet.
Yeah, I think he needs to.
Nah, he said that's his new journal.
That's crazy.
But he's making himself look worse
because he's feeding into everything, and now people are playing with his sexuality. Like, that shit is embarrassing.
Yeah, and then now he's saying, oh, my 12-year-old son doing it. But, bro, why even? Like, I understand that, right? Like, but you're feeding into it, though.
Yeah, every
you
time.
Gotta ignore it, bro. Like, you giving shit energy. Don't give things energy.
Nah, but you see, he in a tough spot now because he can't even joke. Like, because that wrestling shit,
now
like,
he's just too far down the rabbit hole. Like, it's.
He can't even dance on the
internet. I know. I seen that, bro. Niggas is saying it. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. A lot of y'all, like, listen, nigga, I'm a Meek fan, bro. A lot of y'all niggas be sending shit, bro. I do not be laughing at that shit, bro. What? Niggas be sending me wild shit. Like, you know, all these memes niggas make. Nah, like,
you be getting pissed off, like.
Nah, I be watching. I mean, because I'm like, bro, I don't find this too funny. Like, bro, y'all niggas is joking.
I don't find this too
funny. You know, you got to act like you laughing at this shit. I'm like, nigga.
Nah, but like the shit with it, like you said, the WWE shit. It's like, bro, we can all do that. We've all, I'm sure, just played around and, like, did some, like, fucking around shit.
Bro, the internet is everywhere, bro.
Or like that new dance to the there's this song in New York going crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. You feel me? He got a dance to it. Bro, hella. I'm talking about that shit going crazy. Yeah, yeah. Mick do that shit every blog posted. That's it.
Look at this goofy ass. Because
they know what they doing, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, bro, it's tough. Then 50 Cent on the other side. That nigga paid. I fuck with him, too. But, bro, he corny about some 50? Of the shit he
He's
do.
The yeah. biggest troll. He honestly be having me weak as fuck on me.
He was hot when he said... I know what he said about J. Cole. He was like, J. Cole, call me right now.
Because he just performed at the festival, too. He was there.
Oh, yeah.
So he like, nigga, what the fuck? I just missed this shit.
50 said the no Diddy shit. He said no P. Diddy. Like, bro. He said it wrong.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I mean, that shit is funny, but it's kind of fucked up, bro. I'm not saying it.
No Diddy?
Yeah,
it's it's losing, like, bro. It was cool. It was attraction. Yeah, it's just cool for the
and
it's
just
funny, bro.
I mean, unless like Diddy is guilty about, because they started like get too deep into it. You know what I mean, like, bro. You don't mean we support like all that. You know what I mean, all the shit like the
who taking it that way,
bro. You want to see what they saying? That's what they saying. Like, you feel me? Because he did so many other foul shit other than just. Yeah, you know, like, yeah.
Do you see that some celebrities are like sticking up for him?
Only Stevie J.
Stevie
J. Rocking with Diddy. He like, nigga,
there was somebody else.
I feel like it was somebody else, but I do know Stevie J. was.
Who else? Tyrese, right?
Stevie. What did then Pierre Thomas? Ain't that bro from Loving?
Ain't that QC?
Man. Ain't that bro from Real Housewives of Atlanta? Real Housewives? That's somebody's husband? Pierre?
Oh, Portia?
I think so, yeah, yeah. I think he said something.
Oh, that's enough.
The older black dude with the bald head, ain't that him?
No.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, but only Stevie. Only Stevie J, because what, he say you want to fight 50 about it?
Yeah.
Some shit like that?
But nah, that's because he was part of it, though, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were saying he was the dude.
Nah, but I mean, Diddy did pop. You seen him, he was in Miami riding bikes and shit.
Yeah, and they fans was.
With Stevie.
Hey, fans don't, they just be wanting
fans
to post
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck. They're like, oh my God.
Like, look.
Now, they was in the background asking, did he do it? Like, bro, y'all didn't hear that part?
No.
With the camera, I said that, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
They don't be giving a fuck. A fan, they don't be caring.
Even if you're not a fan.
All that
you know
shit goes
Diddy
out
is.
The window yeah. once the P. Diddy walks in the door, bitch, you're a fan.
100%.
Yeah, nah, that's a. But I seen his son in some other shit too, right?
Yeah, son got his own case. Try to say sexual assault on him now. It's
like, hey, they throwing cases on all these niggas. Like, damn, bro. But
putting cases on all you bitches.
Nah, but yeah. What else, man?
Then JT and Glow started going at it.
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, y'all be picking sides on that. You know, it's a little side. It's
I don't little, like picking sides.
It's a little side in female beef, too, bro.
You definitely have to pick a side.
What side JT and them on? Oh, they don't like Nikki and them side, right?
JT is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a JT's and Nikki side, and there's like the Meg Cardi side.
Yeah.
Meg was at the Laker game looking tall as fuck.
She's
let's talk good. About the other video. Let's talk about that other video. We're going to talk about Meg. Let's talk about that other video.
The challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm like, damn, they going crazy.
Talk about it. Talk about it, Kieran.
Whose song is that?
That's yeah,
Meg. That's Meg and
it's
Glow
shit,
song.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now they going crazy.
I didn't even hear the song.
Me either.
Damn, nigga, how y'all niggas see the videos and y'all
hey,
hear the
bro,
song?
We in a room.
On mute?
Mute, nigga.
What you mean? That's crazy. Hey, that's how
turn this shit down.
Hey, that's how it be sometimes, though.
Loop.
You know, cause as soon as that song come on, your girl.
Oh, what you watch?
Yeah, 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 I know that song.
Nigga said they in the room. Nah, that's funny. That song, I think they got like a little. They just sampling like older shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really like it's just like we seen this shit like. In hip hop forever, you know what I'm saying?
True,
it's just our
true.
Current, like when we was kids, that
yeah,
music
yeah.
coming back.
Now
and
that's
like,
what's getting sampled, right?
Yeah. Some of it's enjoyable, some of it's not.
Some of it is, yeah.
And it's be like, nigga, why you even touch that? But now, some of it be like, okay, you got it.
The only thing too is like when you sample like them, what was that? It was crunk music at the time, right? Like the Soulja Boy and them shit, Lil Jon.
I don't know.
It was called crunk music, right? Because we had the high feed and they had crunk. So I'm like, I feel like they's not. Maybe I don't know. Maybe because we're just from that era, but like the respect the sampling that song is not. Because you know, back then they used to be like, man, don't sample that. Like classic song,
yeah.
You know, I feel like they don't feel the same way about like
they don't have, they don't give like homage. What is it called?
Yeah, homage.
Homage
to like a Soulja Boy song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it ain't that same. You know, not saying like that's a good thing because you feel me. We could bring that feeling back a little bit with a new sound.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But shit, they just did that with the Sexy Red. Did that with Halle Berry.
No shade, but it's just like, I think it's the caliber of artists as well, too, that you're sampling.
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Just how, as well as the classic music, but it's just like, I mean, you sampling Soulja Boy, it's a slap. Soulja Boy got slaps.
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying? No shade there. Or nothing,
I definitely could see Sexy Red sampling something of Soulja Boy's. Oh, I feel like that would be lit.
That's why I was confused. Like, they sample her Hurricane Chris, but had Soulja Boy on the video. Like, bruh.
Hey, and what's the name? Who was it, Joe? He was saying, Joe Budden, he was like, did you say sexy, like Sexy Red is like on the downhill or something like that? I think it's going to be like a Sexy Red summer, bro. She got hits. She got slash.
Get it sexy
going crazy in the streets.
Yeah.
You hear that out in the streets this week?
She got a little cool song with Kevin Gates, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, she definitely, right now, she probably got the,
yeah, I seen she did a video with Honcho. It's fine ass.
Was they playing the Future and Kendrick Lamar song out there when you was outside?
I don't know. I don't even know.
She wasn't checking for that.
That was not.
Nah, right now it seemed like Glow. It seemed like Glowing, because there was something about that being, that can't be the song of the summer, bro.
What, Glow and Meg?
No. I'm talking about the Kendrick and shit. Like, like, come on, bro.
Nah.
It's going to be like a Sexy Red or Glow.
I think the girls are taking over the summer.
Right. So far, that's what it's trending to.
Possibility.
Yeah, they putting out.
Unless Drake or Chris Brown drops something.
Right now I can't see Chris Brown having a song of the summer. I ain't gonna lie.
Sensational. Yeah, Chris Brown roll.
And I feel like, you're right. That's more like a spring.
Yeah, no. I think the girls are taking over summer. Even Tyla. I like Tyla. I like her.
She dropped the album though.
But I don't think she gonna have.
I think she got the summer.
Man, they trying to be outside. What Glow and Meg doing, that's what's going
to
do
it. You could dance to Tyla like that.
Can they?
I mean, she dropped the album.
I like her. I liked it.
Oh, did you listen to
it? Yeah, he got some. She was playing some shit. It sounded cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm
But did it have outside music, though?
I feel like it's outside music.
Okay. Once you start seeing
it. It could definitely be on the playlist with Sexy Red and.
For sure.
Glow.
But yeah, JT and them start, you know. Had their little
JT and Young Miami, y'all. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
That was very, very heartbreaking. I hate when I see friends, like, because we know they're friends in real life, not just no industry.
Yeah, they not. It's not like a Meek Mill and Wale. Yeah. They just label mates.
So it's kind of like, damn, different. I can't believe we're sitting here watching them do this.
Yeah, that was wild.
But that's the problem, and I'm glad they even like recognize it in the middle of their little. Yeah. They like, we letting the internet like.
Oh, did they?
Because they end up squashing it. Like,
they squashed it. But how did it start?
Didn't it originally start with Saucy? Wasn't she kind of?
No, it started with JT and Glow.
Uh-huh.
They started arguing, and then Carisha was just tweeting regular ass tweets.
Oh.
And somebody, I'm sure the fans, was like, you know, tagging her and shit. And so she tweeted something like, what did I do now? Y'all mad at me or something like that? And then so JT retweeted that and was like, girl, this is your last day playing dumb. Because she basically was saying, like, every time, which is true, every time JT is into it with somebody on the internet, Carisha's like, don't know what's going on, don't acting dumb.
Yeah,
but let Saucy get into it with Academics or Saucy get into it with somebody else. Yeah. Carisha's right there talk. You know what I mean? Like, JT was kind of like, the way you jump to when it comes to Saucy is crazy. So I'd be out here really doing shit by myself. And then Young Miami said that her two songs, Sideways and No Bars, was about her. She was like, bitch, you're delusional. Those are not about you. And if you thought they was, you should have said something. Which is true. Because she was fake way, like, supporting it, because she would have, like, posted on her story. Mm-hmm. But if you thought that song was about you, why you didn't text your friend like, damn, bitch? Like,
and I heard, didn't they perform that shit together, too?
I don't.
I seen they posted something like they performed it at like a show.
So. I don't know how, because Carisha ain't on that song, on none of those songs. But she did say, like, still in a group. What did she say? Riding solo, but I'm still in a group. That was in No Bars. And then, I don't know. She just, Carisha felt like they was about her.
Man, bro, stay off the internet. That's like the.
We really did not need to know none of this.
It's like, yeah.
Nah, that
like,
was kind of BS saying that. But also, it was good seeing them, like,
it was reconcile. Good seeing them reconcile in the public, too. Cause, but I just feel like you didn't even need to.
Yeah, but nah.
For me, like, my best friend, if I'm thinking a tweet is funny, bitch, I'm screenshotting and I'm sending to you, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, y'all can
I'm not doing that on the internet. Other. I don't, like, I just can't imagine doing that with my best friend on the internet.
Especially at a time like that when, like.
You guys are both very public.
Yeah, and especially at a time like that when, like, Glo and JT going at it. Like, you know the internet, like, so.
Yeah.
Hyped up about drama. Yeah, that was kind of like, damn, man, y'all really doing this? That's why I was surprised how quick they squashed it, too, because I'm like,
you
man.
They love each other, like, you know.
Because, you know.
But JT did say something like, who was the first person you called when you're going through all this shit, I guess, talking about her case with Diddy. I guess she's, like, going through it right now. Carisha was like, I'm, you bitch. What did she say? Bitches want to keep you down when you're going through shit. I don't know, something like that. Like, she's down right now, so people are kicking her while she's down.
They said Carisha post something. He got me calling her Carisha. Young Miami post something on her Finsta with Diddy.
I seen somebody talk about her Finsta, but I didn't know what they was talking about.
It was like a picture of her and Diddy, and it looked like, what was her name?
She got a Finsta? What's her Finsta?
How the fuck they find a Finsta?
Seen academics.
My niggas just don't have one Instagram.
I don't get it.
You feel me?
I got an Instagram and a close friends. And that's
I understand,
it.
Though. If you a celebrity, you got to have that post burn, that bro. Shit.
Nah, bro.
Hell nah.
Man, niggas need to be normal out here.
Nah, what they not normal.
What they need to be, though.
Like, whatchamacallit. It says Bobby and Whitney.
Let me see.
Let me get a look at this.
They're saying that's her Finsta. Still out there with that man. They go together.
They go together. Don't say that.
You see, and this is another reason. Academics posted it because he don't fuck with her.
So it's like if you're going through a lot, you're going through see, a lot because your you man is going through me. A lot. Like, what's going on?
On the Finsta, though. Man, I wish I could find all these celebrities' Finsta.
And by her man.
Her booty fake.
Strange. Yeah.
But she needed
she
it.
Got a nice fake butt.
She needed it, though. Yeah, it looked good on
Stop.
It.
Hey, y'all seen
it
that?
It looks really good.
Y'all seen that picture of Nicki?
Yeah, it looked crazy.
Her, yeah.
I think all they shit look crazy. Like, it don't look crazy.
They be having moments.
Eventually, it's just going to start looking a little wild.
They be having moments.
But like, they just be catching Nicki. They be getting
no,
bad.
No, when she, no, that.
Every time she sits, though,
me,
yeah, you got
he's
it.
Sitting right in the front. I don't
yeah,
like
that.
That
should be crazy.
What you that's mean? Like it's sitting too high?
That's how fat asses be, though.
No, not at all.
It look crazier because they little legs be
no,
like.
No, like her ass sits right next to her right here on each side.
Yeah, yeah, nah,
that's
that picture.
That's how fat asses be, though.
Nah, not bro. Like that.
Put her arms down for her little ass.
That's what it looks like.
Nah, for real. Nah, Carisha's be looking all right, but they all got moments where you be like, that shit look a little off. But hers, you know, it's all right. Yeah, but.
That should be looking painful.
That's painful, strange.
Like, just
strange.
Like, yeah, I see one of the videos Meg Thee Stallion posted. Because first I was like, hold on, Meg dropped another video? But I was watching it closely. I'm like, nah, that ass, something
I think
look
she got
like a
natural BBL.
Nah, he was Johnny Blaze, though. He wasn't Meg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but so Meg did like, oh, get like the doctor posted her.
I don't know. That shit look.
Yeah. But y'all, did you see Scotty? Scotty with the body? Meg had posted it.
It's levels to the ass.
Now that ass is real. Have you seen that one? Yeah, well, I bet you did.
We watch baddies. You know me and my
oh,
girl.
Oh, you know Scotty.
We me and her both appreciate that ass.
Hey, we're like, gonna fuck around and have an intervention. Like, not an intervention, but there's gonna be like a fucking study in like 20 years on fucking the
it
black
will.
Community and fucking ass.
Nah, don't do that. I don't know if it's even Freaknik.
I was just gonna say Freaknik.
Nah, I'm just saying like the addiction to fucking getting these surgeries, just, bro. Like this shit is crazy. Bro,
that's not a why you say black.
I mean, I guess you're right. No, you're right. You're right. I can backtrack on that because I mean, nah, it's worldwide right now.
Yeah, because shit, I think the capital of that shit is like Colombia or Brazil or some shit.
For real?
Yeah. They been going crazy for. I mean, just now catching up, bro.
That's just the doctors. I ain't never really.
Nah, that's why it'd be crazy though. Saying you know how like they be coming from when they come from like the DR, they be in Miami and all of them be at the airport on the wheelchairs
in their Fajas.
It'd be like a long ass line. That's crazy.
That'd be crazy. Like I told y'all, bro. When we start knowing people, like so many people that have got BBLs. That's when it's
you don't have the BBL talk too many times, though. Yeah. Even trying to dive down there, I'm just saying. They don't have a little legal help number for that.
BBLs. But shit, you're right, though. In like 20 years.
If you or someone you know got a BBL, please call this number below.
This shit is new. We going to see how this shit ages.
Man.
They ain't aging well, bro.
Because, yeah, you see, like, Kim and them taking them off, but...
The mask is going to be in the back of their motherfucking legs.
Right there.
Do they got to take the BBL when you...
The BBL?
You gotta take the BBL out when you get when you die.
I mean,
not the BBL though.
I heard
they gonna have BBL shaped caskets.
Because I heard
some BBL shaped caskets.
Not because somebody said that they when you die, if you have like breast implants, they take them out when you die.
What do they do with them? Use them for somebody else?
I don't know.
But you see, that's what I'm saying.
But you ain't taking this ass to heaven
because it's a fat transfer, so you can't. It ain't like you take it.
It ain't silicone. That's true. Yeah. Man, but the beef started to trickle down to the sack Sacramento too. They started beefing.
I didn't see that. Who was beefing from Sac?
You ain't see the sub. You follow Mozzie, I'm sure, right?
I do, yeah.
You probably just didn't realize he was throwing subs.
I seen that shit.
Buddy about to drop
out.
He was throwing subs.
Not Mozzie.
Why you ain't still doing all that direct? Stealing all that gangster. He says doing all that gangster shit for the internet. Still ain't slide for OTD and Red Paint Gang.
Like what was he talking about?
He said that on that freestyle.
It was no. It was just
because he dropped on the radar. They dropped. That was a cool little freestyle he dropped.
Just beefing with other Oak Park people. Or I don't know.
That's what I'm tired of. I mean, maybe just because niggas from out here, but you know.
I don't fuck with the Oak Parkians.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I love Mozzie, though.
Yeah, man. Niggas bringing beef to the pod. What's
going on, bro? Hey, we fuck with y'all.
That's our best musical talent.
Hey, she let it know. Like, hey, yo, chill.
Now, shout out, that's that couch.
Shout out to all the Sac rappers. Hey, shout out Mozzie. Shout out Coney. Shout out shout out JoJo. BD. Hey, shout out, we're gonna take it to the height. Shout out Darion. Shout out what's his partner name? Darion partner, you
know. Yeah, they gonna say that's a diss, nigga.
Nah. I just ain't seen him pop up on Instagram.
Oh, you talking about Trey?
There you go, yeah. Yeah, he dope.
Nah, shout out all y'all.
Shout out,
man.
DB by the bag. You know?
Shout out E. You feel me?
I'm an R&B singer, nigga. I don't rap.
Where you from, nigga?
Nah, that's.
Shout out Lab. Shout out all them, bro. Everybody, man. Shout out everybody.
Who else? What's going on, man? Who else in the industry going at it?
Who else beefing? Well, I seen somebody else beefing. Meek picked up another beef some point today.
Today, hey, this nigga locked.
Somebody
off,
named
bro.
Mike Knox, though.
Fucking Meek locked in. Bro. He said everybody else.
He
driving through Philly in the middle of the night at 10 o'clock last night.
Damn, Mike Knox is guy.
Is he?
Yeah, but I mean, he Mike Knox fucked with 50 and Meek, but that's probably where that shit came in.
Hey, bro, put some long post saying something to Meek. Meek said, "Bro, we could link up right now. I called you 10 times."
I ain't gonna lie, Mike Knox, he don't want those problems, bro. That's crazy.
You don't want those problems with Mike Knox?
Yeah, Mike Knox be holding shit down. He hold Meek down, too. He on his loyalty club shit, whatever that shit is.
Hey, Meek could come back and drop an album and y'all gonna listen to it?
It's
gonna bang like how you used to?
No, see, this is what it
I'ma
is,
I'ma always right? rock with the music. It's just, Meek, bro, when you that type of person, you start losing, like the casual fan.
Yeah.
You feel me? They like, bruh.
I think what it is, right? If he it ain't gotta just be about music. It gotta be like a turn of the tide just
as with, a person.
Yeah, as a person. Not he has to change as a person.
He definitely got to change.
No, no, he does need to change. But what I'm saying is, things have to start going in his favor, like
perception wise.
Yeah, like something got to change. You know what I'm saying? But it's tied against him right now. But he been there before though. Like we can't act like he had been there before.
But he took a lot, bro. He took him going to jail for like. What, how long he, 2 years or some shit? Almost.
A year.
He took that, and yeah, I think that kind of, you know.
That helped.
Yeah, because you know how hip-hop is, then, because he got locked up on some dumb shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, bro, people rallied behind you, behind that. You feel me? So now, bro, everybody looking at you like you on some goofy shit.
I mean, if it comes to be that he's right about all this shit he's saying.
Or he just don't give a fuck about. Because I'm sure, like, he has friends that is like, you know, get off the internet. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He probably just don't give a fuck.
Nah, I think he just don't listen to them.
Yeah, like, he don't care.
You could tell how he be talking. Like, the way he talk, like, sometimes you feel like he be getting to a point where he like, bruh. Because you see how when people be getting into this, they be like, don't nobody call me. You see when people do that, like, when they be going at it with people, you like, all right, bro. That means people trying. But
I think that shit dead, bro, to be honest. Not to say, like, Meek could probably make some fire. He could probably drop another fire album.
He do drop. Even his EP was dope. You feel me?
Yeah, and how'd that do? Not even number-wise, just, like, it wasn't.
I'm not going to say that because everybody, the people that listened to it was listening to it, though. That's
a different way. Everybody that listened to it liked it, though. It's a different fan out there. Like his fans are a little bit older now, you feel me? And they don't like the goofy shit you're doing on the internet. The kids is the ones tearing you down on the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be the ones like, nigga. And that's supposed to be your new fans. That you're supposed to be engaging with. And it's like, nah, bro, you look like a joke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To me, it's not about them because his music is solid. You feel me? I just think it's the public perception right now. That matters.
That shit is, majority matters. Of the time, that matters most.
Yeah. Right. That's killing you, bro. Because you feel me? Then when somebody like Academic starts saying, you fall off, you done. And that adds on to the narrative.
And Academics, in that manner, he leads in this internet.
He do.
You know what I'm saying? He is the internet.
He is. And that's what I'm saying. That's the thing. Like, people like Meek.
You're not going to win that battle.
They ain't even clocked that. Like, bro, this media, this social media people, I know y'all look at him like.
Should know more, though. He should know.
It's not streets. It's not the streets.
Yeah. he don't understand
that. He don't know more, like, though.
But I mean.
How the internet works, I'm saying, like.
But it ain't like he losing. Like, Meek still, he got, like, bro, he just was part of WrestleMania.
Bro, it don't matter if you're right in the situation, bro. These internet niggas.
What I'm saying is, though, he might not care because he feel like I'm still winning. Look, like, I was just on WrestleMania.
Yeah, but.
Rock just posted a picture with my song on it.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a perception. Because that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, for real, like, yeah, nigga, you not losing. Like, you not losing nothing. But the perception that I could drive. Within a certain fan base, you know what I mean?
He got his foot on his neck. He not,
but
you know
see,
what I'm
I do think,
kill him.
But that's see, I mean, I do understand where it at coming from. But it's like, bro, if you're gonna be, I don't know, like don't be. He being extra biased now, though.
Of course, but you know, he's,
I mean, shit.
I get it.
Because he doing that same thing with JT, bro. I mean, not JT,
in Miami.
Yeah, he going like he not gonna stop, bro. He's just gonna be on that. So,
and it ain't too much you can say about a nigga on the internet. Like, that is social media trained, like Academics is. Like, I mean, you could talk shit about him, but he has so.
I wouldn't say he's social media trained.
I think he is.
Nah, he's good at what he does.
Yeah. I agree. I wouldn't say he's social media trained, but he just knows how to. He knows how to play this internet game.
And the thing is,
but it's like his only clout is when he's getting into it with somebody.
And he got trollers. Like everybody trolls with him. He say something trendy, they rocking with
him. And what helps them is they don't have like that hip hop jacket on them. Like, cause
to be cool.
He done been behind some corny shit. Like, you know what I mean? But you can't use him how you can't use it against him how you could use it against a rapper.
Facts.
Like, yo, if your girl stole a half a mil from you, then you took her back as a rapper, nigga's going to be like, nigga, you mad. She take a picture of you, you know, naked and send it to niggas, and you get back to her.
I didn't know any of this happened.
I mean,
like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I just don't really care for him. I don't know.
And I understand that. I feel like a lot of women feel that way.
Yeah, for sure. Like
me, I understand what he represents. Mm-hmm. And so I do
got a different way of thinking.
And I do appreciate his journalism, what he does in journalism isn't appreciated, I feel like. Because he does, be honest, he's the only one that was willing to talk about Diddy when everybody else was scared to talk about Diddy.
So I guess that's my thing. I don't know him enough, so I don't know if what he says is factual. Like, does he be just telling stories? I don't know.
He does do research, and he does long streams on Twitch and shit to where he could do, like, long, like, go through paperwork and shit with all the people that's watching with him.
So like, it's like, I can respect that. That's, you know, that's what you do. But it's the arguing with people. And it's like, okay, if you have an opinion, somebody don't like it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Like, you said what you said about this person, but that keep going back and forth for weeks at a time. Like, but, that should just
this
be.
This the thing, though. Like, and that's why, like, you can't really blame him. Because, like, when JT and them sold, like, 6K, he going to talk about it. And, you know, they might be like, this bitch-ass nigga talking about, you know, women business, but he's just talking about their album.
Yeah.
It's like, he got to do that. And that's when he start taking shit too far. He's like, okay, now I'm going to be on y'all every time y'all drop, and I'm going to highlight every single thing. You know what I mean? And he be taking that shit
too far. He's super sensitive.
He is.
Act hella sensitive. That's the thing about it, too. And, like, he lets that shit get to him,
and he got
be off the alcohol.
And what's crazy, he got a crew that's coming up doing the same shit, and they all kind of think alike.
Mm. So what do you mean a crew?
The chat niggas, that's what they called him.
Oh. Built this shit from the ground up.
Yeah, like he got a bunch of people, because one of them, he worked for Adam. What's his name? Flacco?
Man, he bro so corny, bro.
He damn near like act, but even worse, so you can only imagine.
Nah, he corny. He need to get slapped, bro. I mean, they both need
Flacco
to get.
Is Flacco the one that he got into it with on
Academic?
No, Adam 22.
No, that's a. That's a Mexican dude. Oh.
Yeah, but Flacco, he a big dude.
But then, like, even with Ak, I couldn't take him seriously because he was really, like, dating Selena Powell. And I just was like, what the fuck is that?
Nah, but you see, that's what I'm saying. But, you know.
He was really fucking with her.
That's what Ak, he want to be. Because even sometimes how he be saying, he be weird, too. He always talk about how him and Meek, like, fuck the same girls. You could tell, like, that's the type of, he just want that.
Yeah, because if you didn't have this, you're just a fat, ugly.
Right, so I feel like they be having, it's that resentment they got for, like, niggas who was on when they was, like, looked at a certain way. So, because I'd be like,
now you're getting bitches now because you're academics.
To me, like, the fact that he be having, because he done mentioned that a bunch of times.
Yeah, because he's never had it before.
That's a little odd, but, you know
what I mean? It's not odd. That's what happens when you're fat and ugly. And you finally get some clout. So you finally get bitches. He ain't the where my hug at nigga no more. Like, he's the I get bitches.
Nah, but you could tell, though, because that's what I'm saying. Even when that girl took all that money from him and he went back, she took a picture of this nigga, sent to niggas, still went back. Like, bro, that's a problem. You know what I mean?
Go to therapy.
Yeah. But shit, when it comes to this, yeah, he be going hard at motherfuckers, though.
Oh, man. Shout out to everybody. Prayers for everybody, I guess. But let's what's up with Aoki? What's her name? How you pronounce her name?
Aoki Simmons.
She need prayers. What the fuck is she doing with that? Doing what her mama was doing.
Nah, she doubling. She went a little extra. Like, God
she
damn.
Doing just what her mama was doing.
Y'all seeing that? But anyway.
She's what, 21, 22?
Yeah, to like 21, 22, something like that.
With a 65-year-old man?
Yeah, sugar
but
daddy.
She said prior that she was going to get a sugar daddy because her dad didn't want to give her a bigger allowance.
Well, it looked like they were joking when they were doing that.
But you could jokingly say that, but like.
she meant that shit.
Like, she meant that. I mean, she's in positions where I'm sure she meets.
Oh, yeah, for
rich
sure.
Men all the time, so it's not going to be hard for her to get a sugar daddy. But I think she started trolling afterwards because it's like, we ain't never heard about this man. And then, like, I don't, there ain't nothing wrong with getting a sugar daddy. That's whatever, the do you. But to sit there and have to kiss
him. She loving
him,
on him and shit, though.
Like, kiss him and all that PDA, bitch, you know you don't like that shit. You know that don't turn you on.
Yeah, that was, mm-mm. I'm like, because damn, she 22, he like 65.
Talking about my boyfriend, I'm like, this man is about to croak, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, hey, she might be into that.
know. Well, they broke up.
They broke up already?
I can't imagine.
Nah, people said they ain't break up. They just saying that so y'all can stay out their business. But see, I mean, Russell say he approved that shit. That's sick.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, bro. I mean, but we know he a sick dude.
Do we?
Yeah, he was messing with Kimora when she was underage.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was what, like?
I mean, he was like 40-something.
She was like a teenager. He was that old?
Bro, a lot of these people,
he was that old doing that?
No, not when he met her. Oh. But you're right, because I think he was like 39. She might have been like 17.
Yeah.
Because, bro, he's 66 right now.
What?
Yeah, she was underage.
I didn't know she was. I thought she was like 18 or something, but, you know, still, it'd be a little weird. Because that's why people saying, like, she doing what her parents kind of. But damn, not. But this is different, nigga. That nigga, damn, he the same age. Well.
Yeah. Like, he over there baking like a fucking lobster on the beach.
They go snapping. Just, like, kissing him. Like. That's crazy, bro. I'd have a problem, bro. That's, bro.
Nah, but they got, I could have sworn I seen a video of him talking to his daughter.
Yeah, that's what we saying.
And asking her if she still got her V or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I hope she didn't let that nasty white man take her virginity.
Oh, no, bro.
Nah, but that's
I mean, who am I to talk? I mean, he's a millionaire, so.
Billionaire.
Shit.
Like, damn, I let him take my virginity. Like, go get a 40-year-old at least.
Oh, right?
Just throw me a couple million.
All right.
I mean, look, it's shit. Somebody gonna take that shit for the F.
Nah, that's a fact.
Hell no.
Nah, that's. But nah, cause
I mean, hell no.
Fucking a white old man for free.
Oh, I was about to say, everybody get their card took for the F.
Well, we ain't gonna say. Everybody
just went for the experience.
Nah, but it's just people is like, man, she come from money already. But it's like,
they be wanting more.
The money that she come from, she probably like, nah, it's more out here.
You're right.
Yeah.
Damn. I think it's gross.
Yeah, it's definitely nasty.
Yeah, like, damn. You could just.
On both parts.
I know. That nigga probably sent that shit to all his friends.
Like, look, he probably got a granddaughter.
Look what I bagged.
Sick, bro. That's
you think
sick.
They group chat going crazy?
And it's like the conversations they have, like you have nothing to relate to this 21-year-old. She's like, I want a crepe. I want to get a crepe after this. And my boyfriend said I can get a. She's like, what kind of crepe? He's like, just a regular one.
Hold on, he was in the videos?
She was talking to him. She was like, my boyfriend's taking me around. You know what store I like too? And she's like putting the camera on all the designer stores. She's all, I want to get a crepe. Well, you said I could, like, girl. Grandpappy or sugar daddy?
Yeah, that's some sick shit. But
hey, outside, man. Let them live their motherfucking life.
If you're a sugar daddy for real, DM me.
Yeah. You've been down that road before.
You're right.
I mean, real sugar.
You're more experienced now.
I'm a little more seasoned.
I mean, yeah, you was her age.
You was a youngin' back then, you know.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Right? Got the player instincts now. It's good. What else going on out there, y'all? What's any other news?
Kings ain't shit.
Them niggas lost.
Bruh, them niggas
lost. Is there any more games?
Y'all blew it, bruh. Game, y'all right? Lost that bruh.
It's like four games left. Y'all about to lose, too.
We losing?
Yeah.
Suns, I think the Suns getting smacked by the Clippers right now, too. It's ugly, bro. I mean, I don't give a fuck about them teams, but the Kings, bro. Them niggas is
that's a bad loss.
Bro.
Y'all's up double digits. Y'all had a nice lead. That's a tough loss. Because he looked like y'all might.
Y'all getting smacked, too.
Y'all had a chance to catch. Like, them, they're getting the 6-8.
The beginning of the fourth quarter for them, though, and the Suns.
The Suns came back. It was just like 70 to like 44.
Damn, second what's ago, the score then?
84-73.
Okay. Shout out to UConn men's basketball. They won a championship. Shout out to South Carolina women's basketball. They won a national championship.
Yeah.
The women is out here outdoing the men.
Did they?
Yep. By 4 million.
So is Angel Reese not hooping no more? Or?
She going to the league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Angel, I'm going to keep it on. Angel Reese overrated.
Yeah, as a hooper, she – I don't think she's like one of them like that.
I told y'all that. But, I try to tell y'all, bro. Nah, she gonna get to the league and get cooked by Asia Wilson.
Nah, for sure. But But I think she was a good, she was great marketing.
Can't wait to the day, huh?
I'm lying.
Nah, she will. But like she did help. She did great in marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
For what she did for the women's game, the college basketball game, was tremendous.
Because I ain't gonna lie, without her doing that thing, I don't think that game get that much hype, bro.
Well, shit, the South Carolina Iowa game did even more.
I know, but still, I just think that whole, because yeah, now Caitlin Clark became.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Plus, there was a revenge factor.
Yeah, all that played into it.
Yeah, so.
But she, Angel Reese, she definitely, her trash talking helped the helped the game. But yeah,
I have a question.
What's up? Did
we do this question already?
No, nah, yeah, I was gonna that's the one I was thinking about going to too.
This one?
I think we did. Did we talk about that?
Which one?
You choosing a person you that's good for you or that you got the spark with?
We did, but shit, we could.
Did we already bring that up?
Is that the person that's good for you or who you got a spark with? That's too, like,
the person that, are you choosing the person that takes care of you or the person that you have a spark with?
It depends on my situation.
Go ahead, that's true.
Nigga need to be taken care of sometimes.
Yeah, take damn.
Like, what you mean taking care of me? Like,
nah, but hold on. What do we mean? Like, on some forever?
Why you gotta be technical?
So, like, shit is technical, it's like, goddamn. Okay, yeah. So somebody that takes care of you, like, they do all the right things for you, so from a man's
but they annoying as fuck.
They might be a great woman. They cook. They, you know,
they do everything.
Treat you so well. They do everything for you.
You just don't got that spark.
Yeah, it just don't.
Something just ain't there. You know, like when you like somebody, but you're
fire?
Like, I don't know, like he's know. Cool, but it's just something that's I'm not really feeling it like that.
Y'all ain't just had somebody,
and
that's
then you
like,
find
like
someone this. That you just instantly have a spark with.
Like, nah, you probably didn't like
sexist,
that person.
The sex
to
is
begin
just
with.
Passionate.
Nah, but the sex could be passionate with somebody who's doing everything
it's
for you.
It's different when you got that spark, though.
Nah, you got to be something you don't like about somebody if that spark ain't there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's from the beginning, bro. The spark is in the, like.
So, I guess. No. Okay, the personality thing might, that, you know what I mean? That might.
Y'all
be
ain't never
factor.
Been in a situation to where it's like, this is a good person. She does this, this, and this. Like, she don't do nothing wrong, but it's just like, I don't know. I'm not really, like.
I know, but usually something I could point to that
because,
I don't.
Because you're using that, but it don't have to be something. It just has, it's, the spark ain't there. Then you meet somebody, you just click instantly. You guys have the same mentality. You just feel.
But then they
like,
don't,
you know, when
but
they
don't
you
take
know,
care
you
of
know.
Me. Hey, fuck that. Yeah, I'm taking a person who take care of me. Fuck that spark shit.
Spark gonna die. The spark gone, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're right. I think for real, that shit dies, bro. Yeah. Look,
I don't know. I feel like
that
if
shit
the
dies.
Spark is there, it's
soon
always
as you try
gonna
to,
be there.
As soon as you try to look for a little hand, help me out a little bit.
Yeah, that shit gonna die. Like, man,
anytime I ask you,
you could have somebody take care of you, do all this and that, and then just be hella unhappy because y'all ain't really seeing eye to eye. It's just something.
But every
it's,
time
it's always you always gonna be getting that in your relationship, like it's just something just not quite there, something missing just a little bit.
And you're gonna be thinking about that bitch that you had a spark with.
Yeah.
That's on the moment. Yeah. Some on a Friday night that shit might come to my mind like damn.
But if you with the woman that you got that spark with, maybe that won't come though. That the thoughts of other women.
Bruh, she gonna annoy me though.
Hell,
she don't do, bro. She don't do shit for me, nigga. I just got a spark with her, bro. Nah, bro.
You can't say she don't do shit for you.
Well, you said don't be technical.
Yeah, like we
y'all,
can't. Like,
y'all putting a different narrative on it.
Yeah, like, y'all make it like, man, who says she don't do shit for you? She just.
Well, you got one person that do take care of you. You got the other one that's a spark.
Yeah, which one
that's
is
the
it?
Question.
Y'all can't give
now, the other one do everything.
For me, how I'm thinking is, okay, this person, this man takes care of me. He does whatever he has to do. But I have a deep, fiery spark with this person. I know financially I'm going to be secure right here, but I'm going to be unhappy because I have this spark. So I'm going where the spark is because maybe the spark could grow into something else and we could build off whatever. Because
why you can't grow a spark on other
side? Because I can't just grow a spark. It don't work that way.
Nah, y'all.
It got to be there.
Nah, y'all being.
Yeah. I'm not. I mean,
better learn to like that shit up over there. Take care of your ass.
Yeah, I'm going with that spark shit, man. I'm not a believer in shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, hypothetically, I would go with the Spark, but in reality, I have a Spark with everybody.
I ain't gonna lie. I be feeling like
you don't get me nowhere.
Yo, I'm with you. I feel like if you want to create that Spark, you create with somebody. That's how.
You can't. That's not how it works.
Well,
you can't just create a Spark, bro.
I think you can.
I am the Spark.
I think you can, or you just really don't like that person. And you right. move on, bro. Like, because you don't like them.
Exactly.
If only it was that simple.
It is.
I don't think it's that simple, bro. But,
shit's simple.
What was the other question?
Agree to disagree.
You had another question? Or that was it?
Oh, what was it?
Trying to find a reason to like him. I like you, but it's just.
My heart don't really like you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when he be that nice person who do everything else, it be something about them that you like. Nah.
Exactly, but you can't pinpoint the something, though.
Yes, you can, you bro. You don't like the way they dress.
You can't,
you got that weird little smile. You
that's
do that
little
laugh.
Stuff that you could fix. So
you can't fix
y'all,
that laugh. That little laugh, you keep doing that shit in public. Dog, stop.
Yeah, bro.
No, that's just y'all spark not being there. And you, so you try to figure out what it is. So you begin to blame it on the clothes. Like, you can fucking change the clothes.
Nah, clothes is small.
It's just
though.
The spark ain't there, but, so y'all it ain't there.
Sometimes clothing leads into a personality.
Facts.
But it shouldn't be. Have you guys seen that dating show and it was like pop a balloon? Or it's like 20 women.
This nigga watch every dating show.
I do.
Pop a balloon.
No, so it's like 20 women, everybody got a balloon. The guy comes out, and if you're not attracted to him or you don't want to date him, you gotta pop your balloon.
So the
guy came out and like five bitches popped their balloon. And then he was getting to know every girl, and they all popped the balloon because they said his outfit. But when they started hearing him talk and how he comes off and his mentality, they wanted their balloon back. But I'm like, you popped your balloon because you didn't like the outfit. It was too casual for them.
That's different, LaFonda. That's first judgment.
But why are you on a dating show if you're just going, I don't like his shirt, boop?
That's what makes love is blinds.
Yeah. But a lot of those girls was like, I'm not going to lie, I just wasn't feeling the drip. It wasn't really a bad outfit. He was just hella casual. Like, he had his own logo on. He had an LLC. He went to law school. Like, he was talking real nice.
Yeah.
So they felt dumb, like, after.
That's being shallow.
Yeah.
That's different than actually dating somebody and seeing that, I just don't like the way you carry yourself. You feel me?
Right.
But you.
That's.
So a spinoff to that question, right, is what's more important, being with the person you love or being with the person that loves you?
I need them to love me.
Being with them, man.
Like, y'all might, I don't know.
Niggas is
I
selfish,
feel like,
bro. Y'all selfish.
That's crazy.
I feel like relationships work better when the man loves the woman more.
Because you like to be chased. That's basically what that say.
Because I feel like sometimes I come off too much. Like, it just be like annoying or clingy if I like you. So I don't be want to feel like I'm being a little too much. So I'd rather like the man that I like love me first.
So you want to feel like the catch.
I want us both to be.
But I think that's all about just the dynamic in between y'all, though.
Yeah.
I think that you just got to find that right person. You don't have to change who you are. You just got to find that dynamic, the person that appreciates that shit.
Hold on.
That's what it comes down to.
And you say you'd rather be with somebody that loves you.
I didn't say shit.
No, what was the question?
Oh, the question. I was like,
he just want the question.
Yeah, nigga, nigga.
I thought you were saying I said that. So what's more important, being with the person you love or being with the person that loves you? Like, basically, like almost like a who loves who more type shit.
Bro, that's a... Somebody that, damn, nigga, I don't know.
I feel like I know your answer.
What you mean? What you mind?
I
mean, nah, because that shit ain't gonna work if you don't love them.
It's not necessarily saying that you don't love them, but like.
Nah, then what the?
Would you rather, like, do you love them? Like, do you think that person loves you more, or would you rather love them more?
Do you want to be chased?
Nah, nigga.
Do you want to be the catch?
Yo, nah, you keep going to that chase.
Well, that's what it is, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Nah, that's a little different.
Not necessarily.
You think that's the same?
I mean, not necessarily. I don't think it's the same. Because I think it's, yeah, I don't think it's the same.
Damn, bro.
I don't want nobody to be kissing my ass for no reason. Like,
nah, because I feel like in that situation, like, she damn near did all the work in pursuing.
Would that be an issue for you?
Nah, not an issue.
In what situation? What you mean?
No, I'm saying when you saying, like,
if you're the catch or you want to
be chased. Yeah, you the chase and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Love, bro, I don't, that's tough because it's like, I feel like everybody rather, I don't know.
What the fuck is that new gadget you got over there? Fuck is that?
What?
You got? New gadget.
That red thing?
What is that? A laundry? What the fuck is that? Nigga, that's a laundry hamper.
Yeah, what the fuck? This thing, like, bro, got me looking around like, what I buy now?
Get the remote so it could come over here.
Right. You know, it got some type of gadget to
it. Yeah, now you move around and shit.
Picking up the laundry.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, it does?
No, I'm just playing. He like, hold on, you do.
I was about to say, bro.
Nah, you don't. Back to the question, nigga.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I think, shit.
You want to feel, you do want to feel, you want to feel love, but that person want to feel the same way?
It's tricky.
I don't think the relationship going to work if your girl don't feel like she love first, though, like before you type of shit, like you chasing her.
Okay.
But a nigga still like to feel honored and welcomed.
That's tough.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, you don't want to just feel like you the one who, like.
Don't treat me like shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's going into the question a little too deep. I don't think it's going to make, it's not saying, like, you're going to be treated like shit because you love them more.
But it also makes it seem like you're going to love me less than what I love you.
That's always a thing in every relationship. Yeah.
Nah, that's true. Damn.
Nah, but, not really.
That's what I'm saying.
Not really.
I think that's why we should never like try to analyze niggas those dynamics too high. Far. You know what I'm saying?
Do you love me more?
Yeah, do I love you more?
You know what I'm saying? Because even sometimes when you're in a talking stage, right, with somebody.
It's always somebody that likes somebody more.
But I be hate when they try to like make it. Like, try to make you be equal. It's like, yo, if you like me more, it's cool. Like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, don't make it a thing. Like,
don't make it competitive to where you're not showing that you like me as much.
Yeah, that I think that's the
only thing. I gotta make it that this shit is, I don't know. It'd be like a weird thing going on. That's the exact point
I wanted us to get to, what you just said.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
No, like, go ahead.
So, if somebody... So have you ever been in a situation where somebody's tell you they love you and you don't let it?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah.
I've been waiting for this.
I didn't know he was going to say love you. I didn't know he was going to say love you.
That is so funny. I knew
it. Hey, bro.
Nah, I ain't going to say love you, but it's like they say certain things. And it's like, yo, I'm not. Yeah. Oh, I don't. Not that I'm not ready.
Chill
out. I don't feel the same. You feel me? So it's like. Don't make it a thing now. Like,
she don't even know the side piece. We not doing all
like,
that.
Like, that's how you feel. It's cool. But I, like.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Were you, like, for her to say these things, what were you
Talk
doing? Like, she's not going to feel this way for no reason. Obviously, she felt some type of mutual.
Yeah, but that spark, man.
And then right when somebody starts feeling that spark, it got to be like, oh, no. Never mind, I forgot.
Nah, it ain't never mind. It's like, you know.
Nah, he's still valid. Nah, you can't blame it on the things that they were doing.
I'm not blaming it, but I'm saying, but it is.
Nah, okay, so you're saying like it's a reaction to what the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
But he's still valid to his own feelings. Like, okay, we both signed up to do whatever we're doing, right?
Facts,
we're dating.
Facts.
And if we end up, if you're saying like it's sex, for instance, it's like, all right, we had sex, and now you feel like, all right, we hella intimate, and you love me. Bruh, I just don't feel like that, bro.
If the feelings get strong on one end, that don't mean like my feelings don't got to be the same.
Yeah, two different people.
And I think that's the ultimate point of it all. It's like I don't gotta.
This nigga, Dr. Phil.
I'm just saying I don't gotta love you like you love me.
Yeah,
our love is different. We have two different love. You're gonna have different love languages than most people you come across. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. So I think you just gotta. Accept that, appreciate it for people for who they are.
Don't love me less.
I think that's a good good thing to say, because people do have different love languages. So yeah. I think, like with women, we tend to
niggas start talking about love. Boy, start this shit off me. Nah, this shit off of me.
Nah, I've been like this the whole time. I don't want to.
It's all on the couch and shit.
I don't want to feel funny.
You gonna say it on the video?
But go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
No, you were just saying.
Oh yeah, people. I feel like with women, we don't look at a lot of us. We don't go into a relationship.
Over there looking like Smokey.
We don't get in a relationship worrying about what a man's love language is. And that's just, you know, facts. I feel like we're so worried about our love language and our love language being satisfied. That people have different love languages. And I think that we should be more aware of and, you know, just trying to...
Yeah,
I hear you on that, but I do disagree a little bit.
Why?
Because a motherfucker could love you as a man, right, and be like, all right, you saying like women just get in their own feelings and they want to know, basically, like, they're worried about how they love you, right? Is that what you just said?
Like, if I get in a relationship, I'm not going to worry about your love language. Like, of course, now these are questions that I ask people, like, when I'm dating, like, what, as a man, what is your love language? But prior, like, before, I'm not asking a man, like, what his love language is or what type of stuff he likes. I'm worried about my love languages. And that's where I fucked up before, too, because that's not fair to the guy that I'm not trying to learn his love language.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something different. Okay.
Yeah, she just... Glad you explained. Like, matter of what do you like? What makes you feel good as far as, you know?
Yeah, I
what
understand.
Makes you feel good as a person?
I was ready to disagree. Slow down.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
But sometimes, like, I don't like nonchalant men. Like, I talk a lot. I'm trying not to say like so much right now. I just thought about it.
We all a work in progress.
I don't like the nonchalantness. Right now, when I talk to I don't want to talk to someone that's just so, like, a lot of my exes are nonchalant. So I don't want to have to feel like I'm trying to pull out some type of emotion. Obviously, it's like he's not into you, so I need to move the fuck on. But
that's a misperception.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just because a man is nonchalant with you, that's his personal.
But I can't, like, I'm okay with nonchalant, but when it comes to me, my feelings, how I need you to be with me, like, I don't want to question, do you like me? Because you haven't even said shit to me. This whole week, you didn't comment on how I look. You didn't, not that I need that, but it's like, it feels good once in a while for my man to be like, damn, babe, you look good today. I haven't heard that in 2 weeks. I asked, like, I don't know. It's just certain stuff. And some men are just like, well, I don't care.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Or they get icky with, like, feelings.
They hit you with, you always look nice.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not, I don't care what I always look like. I want you to tell me that.
Yeah, no, nah, I mean, nah, that's fair, you know. The nonchalant part, yeah, damn. I'm like.
That's crazy.
Hey, talking to Carrie about shit like this is the funniest Carrie. Shit, bro.
Carrie, are you nonchalant?
No, nah, I am sometimes.
I think men, that's just like lightweight natural, because niggas not. Front Street with their feelings like that.
And
like,
you don't have to always be that, because I've had someone that was like that, and that shit was annoying as fuck. I just be chalant sometimes.
Nice.
You chalant? Chalant.
Nice, Valley. But you see, sometimes that accusation becoming when, like, somebody wants you to have the same feeling or express the same feelings they have for you, for them.
Yeah, or just a way of expressing a feelings or they love is different.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and I had to learn that too.
They might not be like telling you these things every day. But say if you're in a relationship, they might be coming up smack you on the ass every day. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Don't or do that shit.
Coming up just putting their hand on your shoulder while you cooking or whatever. Those are little things that matter, I feel like. And they're you know, points of affection that, you know, let their partner know that you care.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and also I feel like once the relationship is like solidified, you can't be nonchalant, though.
Not a fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's different, bro.
So I have a question. So after, what is like the appropriate time to ask somebody to be in a relationship?
Couple months.
Like 2-3 months?
It depends on how y'all moving and how free you are like with that person. But I would say like 2-3 months.
Y'all ask that question?
I definitely ask that question, especially Brad. And this,
I feel like that's good.
You're not yeah, good.
No, especially these days.
Yeah, you need to.
Like, don't, because shit.
You just ask, bro, is we exclusive? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like
that.
That
matter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah,
yeah, because I mean.
Well, what you think? Actually, you're going to be my girl.
Hey. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it ain't. But I'm like,
nah, yeah, we are. Everybody, I guess, yeah. Nah, like, sure. Everybody asks that. Like, so what are we?
Because at a certain point, niggas getting too close. You feel me? And if you still got your roster, you feel me? My roster, you feel me?
Nah, for real.
I don't want to delete this shit early.
Because that's the thing. You feel me? You keep just going on for whatever people start assuming.
Yeah.
It's like, don't assume shit if niggas ain't.
Yeah, that's why, my star player on the bench.
Yeah. I don't want to question. That's why I'm still single. But when I do start, like, dating again, if it's going good for a good 2-3 months, I don't want to have to be able to ask that. What are we? I feel like that a man should
establish that.
Yeah,
but I mean, I feel
if
like
if it was up to women, we would all be fucking happily married and in relationships.
Not
know?
Necessarily. Yeah,
not no, I mean women. Majority.
No,
of
I do women. Think, bro. I kind of agree, bro.
Nah.
I feel like it's up to the man whether y'all want to be in that relationship or not. Really, sometimes
I would say marriage wise, it's up to the man. Like, if y'all on that level of, like, okay.
Oh, I mean, yeah, facts.
Like, I just seen, yeah.
Because I just feel like women, bro, I feel like women, like, from middle school, bro, if y'all together and y'all just decide to stay together, y'all can really stay together. It's just, I feel like niggas be on some, hold on, bro. It's more out there to, you know.
Now, that's a little extreme.
Nah, bro, yeah,
from
that's.
Middle school?
Not even that time frame.
Ain't got no other.
Nah, man, bro. I'm just saying, we seen it happen, bro. It's some people like, damn, bro, been that long?
You know? Crazy.
But I do. The first question I think got to be established is what are you looking? Are you looking for something serious? You feel me? From there, then it's like at least we know. Okay, what we doing?
But I feel like sex be changing all that. It's like, okay, what? We're dating. We're cool. Then we have sex, and now it's like, okay.
But why that changes?
I don't know. It's just like we get in our feelings, men get in their feelings, and it's like now we done did this intimate thing, and now we're both kind of just like, okay.
Oh, damn.
Well, am I only having sex with you? Because I'm only having sex with you, so are you only having sex with me? Then that becomes a, why would I have sex with somebody else? And then I just assume, okay, we're exclusive, but we're not. Because he never said
shit.
That
don't mean exclusive, though.
But it's just like there's like a thin line between, oh, I'm only fucking you, or are we exclusive? Like, what's the difference?
But that don't got nothing to do with the personal side relationship. Like, I mean, if we only, you know, if we only having sex, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean we got to be exclusive. Like, everybody don't, you know, I ain't telling Dub that we in a relationship because we and you, or not me and you, but, you know.
Because we're the only one. I'm only having sex with you type shit.
Yeah.
So, like, if you find out, piggybacking off that question, so if you messing with a girl and it comes down to that question, like, oh, so I'm exclusively having sex with you.
Yeah.
Are you exclusively having sex with me? And she'd be like, no.
Oh.
And she automatically be like, not a contender no more?
Yeah, no. Yeah, she not a contender anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends.
Bruh, no,
me personally, but okay, it also, yeah.
Cause like, why, listen, though? Because, like, me, listen, like, even... even when I'm in that situation, I might be talking to different people, but I'm not smashing all them. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time, like, I'm not moving like that.
What do you feel? If you asked the man that question, you say, I'm only...
I'm only having sex with you and he says, no, we're not, that's the last time we're having sex.
That's respectable.
If y'all never had to talk about being exclusive, though?
Right, and this has happened to me before. So you know it's like, saying? And then it's afterwards, like, it's like, but you're fucking other bitches?
Yeah, he's just
testing the water.
But you want to keep coming over here to fuck me, so that means you got to stop fucking all them other hoes.
Nah, but I feel like unless it's a step, unless like.
But then it's like, oh, I'm not ready. I'm not looking for that. Okay, well, guess
then,
we don't talk no
then
more.
In that sense, I can understand. But yeah. I mean, like, if y'all just say he's ready to stop, though. Once you say, oh, I do like you. Mm-hmm. I want to be exclusively with you. And he says, okay, I didn't know you felt that way.
I typically am very open and honest with my feelings, so I will let somebody know, like, okay, we've been talking for this long, we've been having sex, I'm only having sex with you, so I just wanted to, you know, let you know that I am growing, like, my feelings are getting stronger. Yeah. I've had these conversations, and I've been told, like, well, I don't really want to lead you down that road, because that's not something I want to do right now, and that's fine, and I respect that. So then I'll pause my feelings and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to still fuck with this person because I actually like them.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not really right to do either for me because I always get the short end of the stick. Yeah. But, you know, I just feel like being open and communicating, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. And that's why I feel like people can't wait to use sex as a tool to, like, decide.
Yeah.
Bro, that's really
shit. That post-nut. Yeah. What is that called? Post-nut clarity? Yep. Is that a true thing?
Nah, that's the opposite, right? Yeah, nah, that's a true thing.
No, like, when you have sex with somebody and then
that should be, like, right away, though.
Like, really? Man,
yeah, that's, like, regret, though. Like, I wouldn't say it's regret.
I wouldn't say it's
but
regret.
But it's like,
It's just like, why man. Do this shit, yeah, bro? Yeah, like, yeah. That's regret, nigga.
Nah, it's not necessarily regret, though.
I would say regret, though. It's just like...
Because you might...
If you got to ask yourself why you did something...
Nah, not saying why... Not saying why you're doing something, but it's like... After you might be like, yeah, like this is just what we doing. It ain't.
But
nothing.
Or so afterwards, is
that's
it like
to regret to me? Like,
I don't know if I'd fuck you again. But do you feel fucked up for not doing it again, or do you do it again just so it's not like, oh, I just wanted to smash?
That'd be tricky, bro.
Do you do it again? Nah, if you don't want to do it again, don't do that shit again.
Nah, but even that'd be tough though.
Why?
Because people's feelings, bro.
I mean, I've done it before.
It ain't
smashed one time and I was just like,
What you mean they feelings? Fuck they feelings.
Yeah.
Fuck you. See, what you care about they feelings for?
Nah, I mean, they're humans.
They humans, huh? You just a human.
What do you
want to
say? Like,
with?
Hey, I actually didn't like the pussy, so.
Nah, it ain't even be that. It'd be like you ready to end that little whatever that shit is.
All because you didn't like, you wasn't feeling it.
It
don't even gotta be the box either. Like it could be the intimacy while you doing this shit. It's like, bro, your rhythm, you just off. Like I ain't fucking with
energy.
It's weird, bro.
Or like somebody
get your ass out of here.
Or like somebody feelings get too strong. You like, all right, you feel me? Like the more we do this, the stronger the feelings get. I ain't.
And I feel like that just how the fuck do y'all be thinking? Because it's like.
We just opened a new box. Let's hear it.
I'm just trying to understand. He like.
Did she start the clapping? Let's hear it, bro.
He like, the more we do it, the more feelings. Duh. Like, what are you talking about? Then is it like we get more feelings? Because y'all just be.
Nah, but that's why they be trying to
putting
tell
it down and then the feelings just go away for y'all. It's just like less and less. I'm going to just keep fucking this bitch.
That's what we'll be telling you. It's a
express
difference
yourself.
Between, it's a difference it. Between men and
why
women.
Why you being weird to me?
Nah, but you know that shit do be a problem. It seem like because yeah, men could do that and just be like, nah.
But let me just say this: giving dick ain't the only thing because a lot of niggas be over here just like thinking they could just sling dick around. Getting dick down ain't you got to do other things. Like the young me, yeah, I probably would have went crazy for some dick, but. You got to do other things. So these niggas out here just be doggy style humping you and thinking they're doing something. They have some entitlement to some coochie, and that's not what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, women got to draw that line.
I do a variation.
I erase the line after that. It's erased. You have no longer access.
Variation of the doggy style. Sprinkle a little something. You know, hey.
Nah, this but shit, I do
regular.
This is a nut job.
I think men could do all that in. I have the same feel. Not saying like no feelings at all, but they might not be the same level. You be sounding crazy, I guess.
Man, gotta jump back into this. Well, I want to end the pod with saying this. No, hey, foster curiosity. You know what I'm saying? Cultivate a curious mindset that encourages questioning, exploration, and learning. Challenge assumptions and seek out new knowledge to expand your understanding. Expand your horizons. Step out of your comfort zone and explore unfamiliar territory. I love that line.
Embrace new experiences, opportunities, and perspectives to broaden your horizons and unlock new possibilities. I'm just saying.
That was a good one. I like
just
that.
Just the facts. But yeah, as always, you know, we signing out. As always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. That's it for the week.
We was rational today.
Right? Next week, we diving into y'all. Nigga, we back into y'all single life. We got to talk about this shit, bro.
Right.
We could talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it, bro. I got some MVPs on.